You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, we are almost there, almost time for Thanksgiving, where we can eat things that aren't turkey, gather with family, thank God for the blessings we have, but we still have issues to tackle before we get to there. First, we're going to talk about these tariffs. Trump's out there threatening tariffs. And you have a bunch of people, I love tariffs, I hate tariffs. So let's talk about what's actually happening there. We're talking about the FBI. Apparently, Americans aren't worried about FBI background checks. This will go back to the currency we were discussing before. Thanksgiving turkeys are up 23%, and I'm happy about it. I'll explain exactly why. We're going to have voicemails. We have one very drunk, very threatening voicemail, hilarious as it may be. Emails, some guys are mad at me, some people were thrilled with me, all that, a personal injury I suffered this morning, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin, let's begin with the tariff thing, because look, it's just you and me talking. I'm probably going to screw off a lot tonight. I'm in an amazing mood. I'm probably going to screw off tomorrow during tomorrow's show, too. I'm sorry. I'm in a great mood. We're close to the holidays. I'm just having extra fun. The news kind of dies. We're in that lull in between the election and when he takes power. So it's a good time. It's screw off Jesse time. So I'm warning you. Also, tomorrow, ask Dr. Jesse Wednesday, because I won't be here Thursday, Friday, Thanksgiving. Get your questions emailed in now. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com or leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. And yes, Chris, I may or may not be in a good mood because the wife and kids are out of town. Freedom! Woke up this morning. They had to FaceTime me. Did they want to see me? No. It was about Fred. The freaking idiot dog. Where's Fred? How's Fred doing? No one asked how I was doing. It's all about Fred. Anyway, so let's talk about tariffs. Trump went full blast yesterday on social media, because that's where news is broken now. It's not on ABC Nightly News anymore. It's on social media. And Trump on social media threatened Canada and Mexico and China. What he said to Canada and Mexico was this. Day one, when I get into office, I'm slapping a 25% tariff on each of you until the tide of illegals and drugs stops pouring over that border and into our country. That's what Trump said publicly. He also threatened China. This one's not getting as much play. He told China, hey, China, 10% tariff on you if this fentanyl doesn't stop coming from your country. Make it stop. Or I will make it stop. All right. And so this prompted a lot of economic discussion on the left and the right, but the right for sure. Now, let's talk really quickly about Trump's economic vision, economic policy. I actually have disagreements on some of it, but I'm okay with these disagreements, these debates. Trump is a Teddy Roosevelt Republican. I know we don't read history books anymore, but if you read about Roosevelt and his policy positions on things, that's exactly what Trump is. He is not a traditional free trade Republican. He's more of a populist, protectionist style Republican.
And there are going to be a lot of people who argue about a lot of that, but tariffs are something Trump genuinely believes in. However, that is not what he's doing here. Let me ask you. You ever go to a party in high school you weren't supposed to go to? Maybe some underage drinking at the party? Not that I think you would do such a thing, or certainly not that I ever have, but did you ever do such a thing? And kids, don't do it. You're not missing out, trust me. But I've done it. You probably have done it. Now, at least in my town, in Bozeman, Montana, there wasn't a lot of violent crime back then. And the cops, therefore, didn't have a ton to do. So it was DUIs. And it was driving around, busting up house parties with kids who were drinking booze underage. And you walk into these parties and it feels wrong. But the good kind of wrong, the adventurous kind of wrong. Ooh, I shouldn't be here. What if my parents find out? What's that? A beer? Oh, I've never tried one of those. Hey, let me try a beer, you know. And the music's too loud. And you finally work up the liquid courage to talk to that dime you've been eyeballing in school. And right about the time you're convincing yourself this is the most fun you've ever had in your life, woo! The sirens come on. You find out the house is surrounded by cops. Yes, they did this to us routinely. And in through the front and the back door would come the cops. And everyone who wasn't fast enough is in a great deal of trouble. You may find yourself hiding in a field as the cops are walking around the field looking for you. Yes, Chris, that was me. Okay, if you have to ask specifics. Several times. Anyway, you know what nobody says in that moment? Nobody. Nobody at the party looks at the cops and says, "Woo! Thank goodness the cops are finally here. Time to turn down the music, hand over the beer, and break this party up." Nobody says that. Everybody doing wrong in the party is mad, sad. These freaking cops, we were having fun. The cops ruin everything. This sucks. My mom's gonna kill me. Nobody likes the guy who walks in, stops the music, turns on the lights, and tells you to stop talking to that dime and get ready to get grounded for life by your parents. Nobody celebrates the cops in that moment. What happens when Democrats take over the United States of America, what happens is international. It's an international house party that shouldn't happen. And here's why it happens that way. As you know, we talk about it all the time. The modern Democrat Party is nothing like the old Democrat Party. It's not slightly different views on unions and things like that. It's flat out America hatred. And when they govern, that's how they govern. They govern as if this place kind of sucks. We don't really have a right to be here anyway. Throw open the borders, bring in every barbarian. And you know what? We're going to loot the treasury. And hey, anyone else? Anyone want to get down on this? Hey, come on. Hey, everybody. Hey, everyone. Everyone across the globe. Come on in. Come on. The country sucks anyway. Hey, come pick at the carcass of America. That's how Democrats govern now. In fact, multiple Biden people have been caught on camera, undercover audio, admitting, oh, we shouldn't have a border anyway. We don't deserve to have one. Open up the country. That's how Democrats think. That's how they govern. And you know who loves that? Who absolutely loves that? Well, all the other countries. Every other country, not just Canada and Mexico. Canada, Mexico, China, they love that because America is this big, wealthy country. And hold on a minute. Democrats are just going to let us, they're going to let us do whatever we want to it? For real? They love it. Mexico loves it. Hey, we got all these freaking illegals coming into Mexico. Hey, let's not even slow them down. Help them to the border. Those moron Americans will let them in. They do the same thing in Canada. Remember that former German Chancellor Merkel, Angela Merkel, and Angela Merkel, or whatever, how do you say her stupid name? She came out. Recently, she was being interviewed and she was talking about how much she disliked working with Trump. And what she said was, you get in a big group of people, all these world leaders, and Trump, he always treated it like a competition, like he had to win. Well, what's she really saying there? when Democrats take over, they walk into this meeting and it's an open checkbook with your money because they don't take any pride in the country. Don't care for the country anyway. Hey, Germany, you need some of this? Here's some billions for you and some billions for you. And you can take this and you can take that. Our country sucks anyway. You guys just come take whatever you want. Come on into my house party. Drink my parents' liquor. Come on in. Everyone come. Everyone's welcome. Everyone come on in. Just pillage the place. Canada, Mexico handle it the exact same way because they've got a bunch of scumbag leftists in their government too. And I sympathize with every one of you Mexicans and Canadians listening suffering under that kind of leadership. Oh, I know exactly what it's like. I'm sorry. But the same thing. Everybody takes advantage of America when the hate America Democrats take over. It's house party time. Turn up the music. Somebody pack the keg. Woo! Tap the keg, I'm sorry. Woo! It's party time! And now, Donald Trump steps in. The cops are here. The party's over. Talk about that and tariffs and other things before we get to that. Let's talk about having some energy and being in a good mood. Energy and mood. These things matter a lot, don't they? When you wake up in the morning and you had a crappy night's sleep and you don't feel well rested, you know right away your day's going to suck, don't you? But when you feel good, when you wake up and those eyes flutter open and you feel good, it changes your whole day, your whole perspective. Get on a stack from Chalk. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk. It will change your whole life, your work life, your personal life, your mood, your outlook. When you start getting your body's levels where they need to be, your entire life gets better. It's like some kind of a drug, only it's not a drug at all, and it's actually good for you. CHOQ.com, Black Friday special the entire month of November. That's a $50 bonus product on your first delivery. Get a subscription. Get a massive discount. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Now, to the tariffs and Trump. Next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thanksgiving week, talking a little Trump tariffs. We have all kinds of voicemails and fun stuff, and it's just going to be a great night. But what we were discussing is Trump gets out there, threatens Canada, threatens Mexico, 25% tariffs coming for each of you. And what happened in the 12 hours, well, it's about 24 hours now since Trump put out those public statements? Mexican president, that dirty commie hag, she already came out and said, hey, these migrant caravans coming to America, we're going to stop them. They're not going to happen. Justin Trudeau, filthy little child of Castro that he is, already got on the phone with Donald Trump. Hey, Trump, love you. What do you need, bud? Trump threatening these things is not about tariffs. It's not about free markets or protectionism. And those debates are fine to have. Fine to have. If you disagree on tariffs and things like that, that's totally a reasonable position. Or if you love them, it's a reasonable position. We can debate these things. This is not a tariff argument. This is a sheriff argument. Chris, did you hear that? You weren't paying attention. Did you hear what I did? No, Jewish producer Chris wasn't paying attention, so I'm going to say it again. So I said, Chris, it's not a tariff argument. It's a sheriff argument. Don't shake your head, Chris. I rhymed those two things. What am I saying? This is about letting the world know the party is over. Turn on the lights. Turn off the music. Hand me your beer. The party is over. There will be no more pillaging America. And if you are lucky enough to be our neighbors, Canada and Mexico, if you are neighbors with us, then you will be neighborly. You will not throw open the doors to our country because there's a bunch of people you don't want to deal with. If you let them in your country, they're your problem. Don't you dare let them in your country and then make them my problem, or we're going to have a problem. And the world is going to hate it. They already hate it. They're going to hate it. Europe will hate it. Mexico will hate it. Canada will hate it. China will hate it. Everyone will hate it because everyone was enjoying the party. Everyone was enjoying the party that comes when Democrats take over the country. Every single one. Every one of them love it because they've got to pillage this place. Venezuela opened their prisons and emptied them into America. You realize that? Democrats are so deeply evil. They allowed Venezuela to walk into their prisons full of rapists and murderers, and Venezuela told them all, fellas, pack it up. You're going to America. And in many cases, Democrats flew them into the country from Venezuela. How great is that for Venezuela? You get all the scumbags out of your country. You unload them onto a country you hate anyway. You don't have the financial burden. You unload the violent crime. It's the best thing in the world. The world loves when Democrats take over because it's good for everyone but us. Now, the party's over. Now the cops are here. That's what the tariff threat is about. And you watch, Chris, write this one down. You watch, Trump won't go through with the 25% tariff on Canada and Mexico because they're so scared of that. They will have calmed him down that they intend to take care of their business before he takes office. And Trump will end up saying something publicly along the lines of, just wanted to thank Mexico. They're going to change some things so we don't have to do the 25% tariff. It's a negotiating tactic. But again, the right oftentimes can't get out of its own way with these things because we have different views on economies and free markets and free trade and protectionism and things like that. And all we hear are tariffs, and the right will spend all day long arguing, well, should we do the tariffs? It's really a tax. I'm not really sure about the tariffs. It has nothing to do with tariffs. This is about negotiating and letting the world know America is closed. You are no longer allowed to treat this country like an open sewer. So no, you're not going to dump the dregs of your society onto American soil because this country rejected Democrats and now the adults are back in charge. All right? All right. Now, we have, gosh, I'm trying to think of all who all we have tonight. I did a guest-heavy show because it's Thanksgiving week and I'm in a great mood. We have Selena Zito tonight. She's going to give us kind of the back road skinny on Trump's election. Remember, Selena Zito came on here and she told us before Trump won that he was going to win. Not right before either, where we all kind of felt it. She knew a while before. We have Selena Zito. We have BK tonight. We're probably going to have to hear about his abs. I'm sorry. We're going to have to hear about BK's abs. We'll talk to him about Thanksgiving. We have Daniel Turner coming on tonight. We got a three-guest night. I have no idea how that happened exactly, but either way, it's a three-guest night on The Jesse Kelly Show. And do not forget, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Wednesday because I'll be gone for the rest of the week. Going to celebrate Thanksgiving with my fam. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. What, Chris? Chris said, how do I prep my turkey? By not buying one, Chris. Okay. But if I had to, I would probably do it the way Kamala Harris did it, and I'd spatchcock it. You ever, what, Chris? Don't rub your head. You don't know what spatchcocking is? You probably don't, but I guarantee you that's what Dome does. I bet you she loves it. I could totally see her loving that. Anyway, let's talk about something a little bit more important real quick.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
The word on the street then was, he's too country for pop. But then once I got to country, it was, he's too pop for country. So I kind of never really had a place to fit in, but that's exactly how and why I fit. I just embraced that. Like, yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly want to admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Turn it off, Chris. Gosh, BK, why does he do it? It's Thanksgiving week. It's Thanksgiving week, and he has to bring that hatred onto the show. It's not even music. Rap is superior to that, and I don't like rap music. Oh, just, someone's screaming into the microphone. Joining me now, host of the Amazing World News with BK podcast, former Air Force PJ, BK. BK, okay, now shoot me straight. The BK household, is it traditional Thanksgiving stuff? Is it turkey? Be honest. Is it turkey?
Yeah. You know, first of all, Jesse, even though it's Thanksgiving week, I feel the hate flowing through me at all times. And that's what keeps me incredibly jacked and tan at the gym, that hatred. So it motivates me. I'm going to use it. I'm going to keep doing it. I don't care if it's Thanksgiving week. Second of all, I usually start off, I go to multiple places. I'm fortunate enough where there's a few bars within walking distance of me, and every year they have a massive spread for free. So I go in, have a cocktail, load up a huge plate, go to the next one, do the same thing, and then I'll end up at somebody's house later in the night. But it's kind of nice because, and I don't care what anybody says, Jesse. I like turkey. I'm not ceding the turkey to the haters. I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, BK, big turkey fan, huh? Tell me, BK, turkey. how many times a year outside of Thanksgiving do you walk into a restaurant and order the turkey?
Jesse, your logic is flawed here because turkey is the singular dish of this holiday. Honestly, it should be against the law to order turkey at any other time of year. So it's so good. It's so good. We only eat it once a year because we couldn't handle it any other day of the year. How about that?
Yeah. I don't. I'm sorry, BK. I don't see the Air Force logic in all this. You know what? Speaking of Air Force, I wanted to talk to you about this because we haven't talked about this in a while. And I get emails every time you're on from these young studs who listen to the show. You know, high school, younger than that. Of hey, how do I do that? You're talking to a bunch of young men right now who dream of maybe being an Air Force PJ one day, some kind of super stud. How do you guide them? What do you tell them?
I do get caught. I get hit up all the time, Jesse, like you, hey, I've always wanted to do this, and it's not always PJ, it's any like kind of special operations. Cause these are like the guys they look up to.
Yeah.
And, one of the biggest things I say, I actually turned them on to a friend of mine who I trust who has, kind of a business in training up guys who want to go into special operations. And he's got group chats like in every major city in the country. And I'll usually refer them to them. I'm just going to plug it here if you don't mind, Jesse.
No, go ahead.
SOCOM Athlete on Instagram, SOCOM Athlete. And I usually tell them to get with him because now these guys can get in a group chat in the area they're in. They can all do, they can go on training together. They can get workout tips together. So I really stress that, but I'm also like, the same things haven't changed, Jesse. It's like run, you have to run. You got to be able to run. You're always going to have to be able to run. You're going to have to be able to ruck, and you don't want to show up at one of these things having not done either one because you're going to get shin splints and you just can't do it anymore after that. So you have to build that base powerfully. And I think too many guys like equate like going to the gym and getting all huge. Like that's not really going to save you. I saw a bunch of huge guys who failed to make the cut. And there's just way other things to think of. And the basics haven't changed. Running, calisthenics, being able to carry a heavy load. Those three things are the top three, and everything else is way secondary to those top three things.
BK, who does make the cut? I love asking guys like you this, guys like Clay Martin, you super ninja types, which, yeah, of course, I was the furthest thing in the world from that. So it fascinates me too, right? What guys make it? Who makes it and who doesn't? You said the big guys don't.
I'm not going to say not all big guys make it because of course they do, but you know, it's not like the movies I grew up like you, Jesse. We're watching movies where every guy was like Schwarzenegger, right?
Yeah.
And
yep,
just jacked out of his mind. And, most commonly it's who made it were the small skinny guys who could run all day and who had the attitude. Like, it sounds so cliche, but you have got to be like, there is no other option for me but to complete this course. Because, I talked to a few young guys do it, and they were kind of like, well, if that doesn't work out, then I can always, I really want to be a SEAL. But if that doesn't work out, like, I could also, like, work on computers for the Navy. And I'm like, bro, you cannot have that mindset. You have to be like, this is all or nothing. And and the guys who have that, I see the determination in them, and I see the desire and the drive. And those are the guys who make it. And as you know, Jesse, a lot of times it's not the guy you'd expect. I knew a dude soaking wet, 150 pounds, but he was super organized. This dude ended up being a Joint Special Operations Command operator. He was attached to Delta Force for over a decade. And if you would have seen him when I went through selection with him, you would have been like, no way, just no way. But that's who it is, the guy who has the will, the drive, and attention to detail is extremely important also.
Speaking with BK, host of World News with BK, I know you eat that podcast up. I get great emails about it every single time. BK, so you guys, to help me understand the structure, because I legitimately don't know, you don't have your own teams? Like, I know, like Delta, they have squadron, A squadron, B, C. I know about the different, Green Berets, 5th Group, 7th Group.
Right.
I get that. But every time I talk to one of you PJs, it seems like they're always just breaking one or two of you off, and they're sending you with the SEALs, and you're sending you with Delta. So you don't have really a team? Are you kind of like a lone wolf?
No, so they do. So there's definitely that aspect of it when it comes to the special, like the tier one special operations. But we also do have like whole squadrons of PJs, and they'll do, they are usually the guys doing the rescue operations. For example, everybody knows about the Alaskan PJs, pretty renowned for civilian rescues. They're on alert 24/7, and that is a squadron all of PJs, and that's the only people there are. They've been talking lately about trying to form Air Force only squadrons, but this is like, there's some growing pains there because they were specialized for so long into one thing. It's like, well, how are we going to put together a team with the capability of, say, a Green Beret Operational Detachment Alpha 12-man team? How do we put together a team that has all of that same skill set? And some of it was lacking, which is why they created, for one, this new special reconnaissance program in the Air Force. And they go through the selections, like pararescue and combat control. And those are the guys, they're really putting the drone stuff hard and the reconnaissance stuff hard, the maps and all that. So hopefully we'll see it one day. But so far, yeah, it's still like at those top levels, guys will just go off. They'll be attached to DevGru, one or two to a ODA working overseas. And that's just the way it's been for a long time.
BK, help me understand why they would be behind, because for a lot of people, when they look at Green Berets or Navy SEALs or Delta guys, PJs, it's just all a bunch of studs, right? It's all a bunch of studs.
Right.
You put them up in a room, if they're not wearing their uniform, they're all going to kind of look the same, talk the same. That's going to be, alpha types. So
right.
why can't a 12-man PJ crew now do essentially what a Green Beret group can do?
So there's a few reasons for that, and I would say I'm not an expert on this, Jesse, but I would say a huge reason for that is for a long time, pararescue was an enlisted-only job. We didn't have leadership. You know, the Navy has like four-star SEALs. The Green Berets have four-star Green Berets, you know, and they've been doing that for decades. We only brought officer Air Force ground pounders in like in the early 2000s. So they're well behind. There's not a single two-star Air Force general who came from a special operations background. We don't have it. We are like these enlisted guys, for example, in Vietnam, the enlisted PJs, they were attached to an air crew. And technically the helicopter pilot was their commander. And that's the way it was for a very, very long time. And then sadly, they realized, well, wait a minute, we're not getting the autonomy we want because we don't have anybody advocating for us. And now they're trying to do this rescue, the combat rescue officer, the combat control general, but they're just behind the power curve on that. So I don't know. I still haven't seen a two-star from an AFSPEC war background, and I don't know when I'm going to see it.
BK, you are the man. Host of World News with BK. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you as always.
Thanks, and enjoy that turkey, Jesse.
Oh, anyway, we forgot to play this. This is great.
Well, play this on there, you f***head. You know what the f*** you're talking about. You're a dumb liberal mother.
Dude, just call me a liberal.
I hope you die today. I hope you die. I hope you get a sickness. You die of a slow disease. You f***ing. How's that? You like that, Jesse? You piece of s***. I don't know who the f*** you're on TV anyway.
If you'd like to leave us a voicemail, you can. 877-377-4373. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Wednesday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Yeah, look, the party's over. The party's over. The adults are here. The cops have showed up. There's another article out about all the Haitians in Springfield, Ohio. They're leaving. Quote, I'm scared because my business in Haiti was bombed. I lost my mom. Someone come in my business and then they whatever. If I get a deportation back to Haiti. So they're already running all the puff pieces out there. You can't deport them. You can't deport them. But they're already leaving. They got it. And that's exactly what we need. Let's do some voicemails, shall we?
Hello, Jesse. Ned Borlaug here. India Company, 3rd Battalion, 3rd Marines, 1st Platoon, 1st Squad. It's terrible. With sending in all these cluster bombs, it's sick. Too many of my Marine buddies were killed with booby traps around Hill 55. Biden is leaving Trump in a bad spot.
First of all, rest in peace to your brothers. And I mentioned this the other day. It's not just the missiles that we're giving Ukraine permission to launch these missiles into Russia. That's getting all the headlines. That's the thing that most people are talking about. Allowing them to use anti-personnel mines. For people who don't understand it, it doesn't sound like much. It's a gigantic escalation. You could hear it in that guy's voice. I'm going to play it again. You can hear it in that guy's voice. You watch your buddy get his legs blown off because he stepped on a mine 3 feet in front of you before you could step on it. And you have to pull out a rag and wipe your buddy's blood off of your face because he stepped on a mine. It creates a visceral hatred in you that will last forever. And that we are now... We're allowing this to happen?
Hello, Jesse. Ned Borlaug here. India Company, 3rd Battalion, 3rd Marines, 1st Platoon, 1st Squad. It's terrible. With sending in all these cluster bombs, it's sick. Too many of my Marine buddies were killed with booby traps around Hill 55.
But- Can hear it in his voice, can't you? Well, we're doing that now on purpose. They're escalating things on purpose. And you know what it made me think about? I know it's kind of weird to think along these lines, but I was sitting here thinking, we've been talking a lot about how much evidence they're, of course, destroying right now. They're shredding every paper they can. There's a shredder truck in front of the DOJ. They're deleting. I guarantee they have software deleting more emails and files than you can imagine. They're using this period of time in between the election of Donald Trump and when he's actually sworn in to cover up the evidence of as many of their crimes as humanly possible. Maybe it's time to do away with the system where there's a lag in between administrations. Maybe you have an election, and the second the election is called, Donald Trump shows up to Washington, D.C., puts his hand on a Bible, he's sworn in as president, and his people officially move in and monitor everything. And I don't like that because there's a lot of reasons to have that lag time. There's a lot of reasons that make sense to have the lag time. The incoming administration needs to staff up. The other people need to staff down. It's not easy to just snap your fingers and make it happen. There's a reason for the lag. But now that our country is operated by criminals who will violate every single law when they take over and then try to cover up that fact, maybe it's time to do away with it. Honestly, I bet you this guy's upset.
Well, play this on there, you f***head. You know what the f*** you're talking about. You're a dumb liberal mother. I hope you die today. I hope you die. I hope you get a sickness. You die of a slow disease. You f***ing f***head. How's that? You like that, Jesse? You piece of s***. I don't know the f***. You're on TV anyway.
Remember, I told you, I don't understand it. I can't relate to this mentality. The people who hate listen, they listen longer and they listen more intently than the people who love listen. I don't understand that way of thinking. I don't consume anything that I don't enjoy. I don't go home and watch Rachel Maddow or something. That would never even occur to me. Oh, you're right, Chris. They leave the drunkest voicemails. They're all just plastered, and they call in. Did I tell you how I hurt myself this morning? So I took a belt buckle to the privates this morning. Listen, you know how Ob's out of town? Well, Ob's out of town, so I figured, go ahead and wear my jeans an extra day. You don't need to change your jeans every day. I can get 2 or 3 days out of this, and she's not going to be there. And there's the jeans you wore yesterday. So I got home last night. I took my jeans off. I left my belt on there. I threw them in the bathroom and figured, hey, it's still on those same jeans tomorrow. But I was not careful this morning. I'm standing in front of my sink. I jam a leg in, and then I jam the other leg in. And I yank the jeans up. Well, I'm not used to there being a belt on the jeans. And I yanked them up, and that thing flopped around. The belt buckle flopped around really, really fast. And, oh, man, if you had come into the bathroom at that time, you would have seen me, pants around my ankles. I had to take a knee, which, of course, then Fred had to come in and stuff his big, fat, fluffy face in front of me, seeking out attention in my moment of agony. It was bad. It was bad. I still haven't told Ab about it. I'm not going to tell her because I know she's going to be upset about the jeans. I'm trying to help her out is what I'm trying to cut down on laundry. I love you, Princess. If you're listening, I treasure you, and I didn't want you to have to do any laundry. Anyway, we have a huge show still for you. Let's talk about the FBI and the lack of trust. Next.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia.
On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.